that shit. Wait until we send it back. Come on, hold that shit. Steady ready for the slide. Watch it. I'm inflicting black magic.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney and Frankie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour. In local news, Ekka is back. The Royal Queensland Show returned this past weekend and will run all the way to this coming Sunday, August 16th. 2026 marks the 150th anniversary of the Ekka, which began as a showcase of the Queensland primary agriculture and manufacturing industries all the way back to 1876. Since then, it's brought more than 35 million Queenslanders together across generations, with 400,000 attendees each year. It's not just Queenslanders either, with actor Matt Damon calling the Ekka a family tradition during his 2024 attendance. But whether you're attending Ekka or not, the official public holiday is still being observed on August 12th, a good opportunity for a bit of a breather this week if you can.
150 bilbies have been released into Queensland's Corowinya National Park, where the species was locally extinct for decades. The bilbies were released over six nights following 10 years of preparation by conservationists. Wild bilbies were last seen in the park in the 1970s, while a predator-proof fence has helped the species thrive in a protected area of the park. Queensland's Parks and Wildlife Services Threatened Species Operations Conservation Officer Steve Peck says the new population will be monitored using cameras, tracking devices, and burrow counts. Mr. Peck hopes the release will establish a thriving wild population, saying, quote, "We look forward to the time when we have to put up a sign that says, 'Beware of Bilby Crossing,'" end quote.
In national news, Robert Reed, a Sydney father, has been officially crowned as Australia's porridge-picking champion at a sold-out competition at Pearl Beach, Central Coast, New South Wales. Reed won the competition with his traditional porridge using only oats, water, and salt, as well as his unique creation of porridge cannoli. Founder and organizer Katina Stafford said she was surprised about the amount of positive attention from the community, quote, We were not really expecting anywhere near this response," end quote. Stafford has announced that she is planning for the second annual event, and she plans to expand it to a two-day porridge festival. Robert Reed is currently preparing to represent Australia in the World Porridge Making Championships in Scotland in October.
A Marine Nyaa artist from Alice Springs, Ryan Presley, has won the Telstra Art Award at the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards. His oil painting titled "Our Lifestyle of Tranquility Undisturbed" depicts a reclining Indigenous man between his dog and a hunting rifle. Mr. Presley stated taking inspiration from the Renaissance era and affords the Indigenous figure in the Australian landscape the importance, reverence, or magnificence of the subjects of Renaissance paintings. Mr. Presley is proud to join the ranks of past winners, with their work over decades demonstrating the vitality of Aboriginal arts and artists, stating, quote, "Aboriginal people make the most important work in Australia, in my opinion," end quote.
In international news, a rare turtle has been flown 8,000 kilometers back home to the Gulf of Mexico. Rossi, the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, was found cold stunned on a beach in Anglesey by a dog called Meg in December of 2023. Anglesey Sea Zoo has been taking care of him ever since. The zoo's owner Frankie Hobo says that the team did not know if Rossi would make it in the past few week or two because cold stone turtles rarely survive without specialist help. But Rossi has proven otherwise. Miss Hobo says, quote, "Turtles belonging in the wild and not in captivity. So it's incredibly emotional because it is what we've been working towards for more than 2 years," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 2, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.